Can we talk about something that I get asked a lot?
No.
Thanks for coming today. I did that joke on a previous one. One of the things I get asked all the time is why we don't have multi-nation tournaments anymore. And you sent it through to me.
Yes.
Do you know why, or are you asking why?
Yeah, finance, obviously, because...
There we go. Well, thanks for joining the show.
Because people want to basically rip off more money with the bilaterals and all, but is it the good thing? Is it doing any good to the sports in totality?
Did Tri-Series do anything good for the sport?
At least you had some build-up to the finale, to everything, that some of the dead rubbers would even matter. Because you know that run rates, at least one team, obviously, in most of the Tri-Series was destined to be in the finals, but the other two were still fighting to be there. Like Coca-Cola Cup of 98.
So you're saying it made pointless one-day games more interesting to watch?
Yeah, exactly.
So my argument would be, if you need to do that, is it worth it?
Like, there's also a parallel thought to it. Like, we don't even need bilaterals. We already have so much of league cricket, test cricket, T20, World Cup, all those things. Maybe we can just simply get rid of bilaterals. But if anything outside the World Cup and the league cricket has to have some significance, I think it should be multinational tournaments. It will still be relevant because Asia Cup we just had in September, even though not the best advertisement of such multinational tournament because it was pretty one-sided, but still it had some relevance above a simple bilateral series, I would say. So why not?
Yeah, I mean, my argument would be we can't fit them in. My second argument would be, why would you host them if you're going to lose money off them? And my third argument would kind of be, were they actually, is this a thing that actually cricket needs, or is it just because we grew up and they had them and so we remember them fondly?
People want context is what they want. And they don't want manufactured context. Mm. They don't want you to make something up and say it's the best thing ever, right? So I think cricket needs more teams in the World Cup. I've been saying this for a long time. They need more teams in the World Cup, but they don't need more bilaterals because as much as I like them and Tri-Series, I love them and I love ODIs, but I realise I'm one of the only people that does. So we can't just, unfortunately, we can't just make the world of cricket revolve around me. You have to cater for the broader
public. I
thought
it was revolving around you.
Well, that's because of my gravitational pull as a large man. But yeah, people want context. So if the World Cup was 32 teams, which it easily could be, that would be great. The T20 World Cup could easily be 32 teams. It would grow the game more. The Olympics may have that effect. But we no longer have room in the calendar for Tri-Series and bilaterals as much as I would like them. So can the idea... Robbie's idea that we spoke about yesterday of just basically having World Cups for ODIs. That's how the future goes. Everyone loves the ODI World Cup, don't they? So they could expand the teams, but you then have to have something to qualify for it and you need something to practice for it. You can't just turn up and start playing 50 over cricket when you haven't played it for 3.5 years, right?
I think the biggest threat to the future of 50 over cricket is something really nerdish no one wants to talk about, but it's List A cricket. Because I don't think List A cricket will. I think List A cricket will disappear before One Day cricket will.
So that's one thing that was good.
That's a very major threat.
And then what do you have, right?
One thing that disappeared entirely was 40 over cricket, and the Pro 40 in England was actually brilliant because it knocked away 10 crap overs from a 50 over game because there weren't good enough players to do the 100 overs of good stuff.
But it's the most enjoyable limited overs cricket I've ever watched. Just 40 over.
Yeah, so 40 over cricket can exist as a breeding ground for people to get a pathway, and it can exist to practice for World Cups because you can still play 50 over cricket kind of in 40 overs. You can adapt. So I think that format could theoretically come back to help World Cups still exist because I think the ICC just want World Cups. They don't really care about any other.
They don't own anything else. They're not in charge of anything else. This is part of the problem with the way that cricket is run, right? So let's go in a different direction here and say that we were to want to bring back Tri-Series and Quad Series, right? How would we even do it? Who can afford to do it, right?
ICC.
Well, the ICC don't run anything, so they can't do it. Exactly. The BCCI can afford to do it.
India has to run everything.
Why would they want to host a game between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh or New Zealand and West Indies, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense for local viewers. So I think people have forgotten that. I think people like the idea of... Yes, any two teams could make the finals, net run rate, you know, you're not watching the same two teams play each other over and over again. But they've kind of forgotten the fact that overseas fans didn't go and watch those other games and they weren't watched very much on TV.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Look at other sports and see what works in other sports. So football is the most watched sport around the globe. And what they do now is they've tried to manufacture some context in an international tournament. It's called the Nations League, I think. Yes. Nations Cup, maybe. And it's crap. And the fans have deserted it and they don't care. But the World Cup, they are expanding every time. They are adding more and more teams. And I do want to watch Honduras play and Panama play. I want to watch
at a World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't want to watch Honduras against Panama in the middle of the year. I don't.
That's what
I absolutely want to see how they're going to get on against Argentina or Switzerland or whatever, right?
But the qualifiers still make sense in football, right? So
qualifiers have content.
So is it possible to kind of tilt the whole ecosystem of ODIs towards the qualifiers only?
That's what I would do. I've been saying that for about 15 years, which is...
So everything's a qualifier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. Because then it's almost similar to what WTC has done.
And then
right?
Everything has context.
It's what the ODI League, what was it called? Yeah. The ODI World League or whatever it was called. Like we had a league that could have been used for qualifying.
Everything should have context and that has context. Yeah.
That had context. You had the Netherlands played more cricket at home than they'd ever played before. Like it made, and you want to know about the, do you remember when, was it South Africa? Went through a terrible run and almost weren't going to qualify for the World Cup and we're going to have to go through the qualifiers.
Yes.
That, for me, that was one of the most exciting things. In fact, one of the best things that's happened in one day cricket of recent times is when the West Indies looked like they weren't going to qualify regularly and they had the game against Scotland.
That's right.
Yes.
So some of the most wonderful things in football is the qualifiers that happen because you have to go to these places. So I think Bolivia were enormously successful at home because it's miles above sea level, right? So no one else could handle it. So Bolivia had an unbelievable, an insane home record, and they're in a group with bloody Brazil and Argentina, right? The proper big dogs. And wouldn't it be great if cricket, you had the qualifying for the World Cup, you really don't want to go to Scotland. Yeah, don't want to go to Denmark, let's say, because their pitch is a dog and the outfielder's got grass that goes up to your knees. I want all of that, right? Yeah. I want West Indies to play where it's freezing
cold. I once watched a football game where England played, I want to say San Marino.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was just watching it going, I can't believe this exists. It's so funny.
And even like a team like Italy has not been able to qualify for the Football World Cup after winning 2006
and,
World
and
Cup.
And what happens is the powers that be orchestrate qualifying now. So that can't happen.
Yes.
So that Italy must qualify because any old clowns can qualify for the Football World Cup now because they split up all the big teams and their cricket tries this as well, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
And Italy managed to outdo their own daftness, who won the Euros, by the way, and then didn't qualify for they haven't qualified for lots of World Cups.
Can I get back to your argument from before? You said you don't want to watch Honduras versus Belize in the middle of the week, right? In the middle of the year, when it's not a World Cup. I'm trying to think of what the most Honduras, Netherlands versus Kenya, right? If you know it's a qualifying event, right? Casual fans are going to turn into that. That's worth money.
How good have some of the qualifiers been in recent years?
The qualifying tournaments are off the charts, right?
The Netherlands one, right?
Yep.
Where they chased that, the guy's name I can't pronounce, Niederman.
Teja Niedermaneru.
I'm glad you can pronounce it. He did his thing.
I remember it to begin with.
He did his thing in one of those chases. We've had guys, Holland also did it, Netherlands did it in a T20 World Cup qualifier where they had to chase in like 9 overs or 11 overs or whatever it was. Deepak, you'll know the exact number of balls, and went berserko. The West Indies one was nuts. Mm-hmm. There's been some proper memorable qualifiers. So that's what we want. So I don't want them to go, let's do a Nations League thing where we just make up a series for the sake of it because fans won't buy that.
No.
They go, no thanks.
We already
but
have Champions
a World
Trophy
Cup qualifier.
Yeah, which we also don't care about.
So Champions Trophy is already the Nations League for us.
But Yeah, but I want to see India having to go and play against Bermuda. Mm. I want to see England playing in some new country that's 100%. Playing Sweden or something. Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see Lewis Duploy turning up for Hungary again and playing against actual teams.
I would go in another step as well of, if we're going to have tri-nations, this is not really for the future of cricket, but the best one would be if BCCI came up with an idea of having like an invite select tournament where it's India versus Australia, England, and insert other team that's playing good at that time at any one stage. And once every 3 or 4 years, we just go off and everyone plays a bunch of bilaterals against each other. You do it in one. There is ways of doing it, but realistically, the financials don't work. Mm. So I think the qualifying tournament is far better, but you could come up with some sort of boutique-y little thing if you could.
Do you remember Unicorns?
There was a yes.
Team, there was a team called Unicorns in England, which was a made up of scrap heap players and up and coming players.
Where's Durston?
Right. It was made up of players that had been released from contracts and wanted another go round. And it was made up of kids that had a future. There is an angle for those sort of ideas to be incorporated, but you need people with good ideas, like my esteemed colleagues to my left, to come up with these ideas and sit around that go, actually, that would be awesome. Mm. Because what they're doing at the moment is, how do we make the most money? Not what would be awesome.
Yes.
And they forget that what the fans actually want is stuff they really want to watch.
And when it's awesome, you make money from it anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, I totally resonate with that. And also, in that ways, I think it would expand the reach of the cricket globally, because this is how football has expanded globally, because a lot of countries are now getting that kind of an exposure. Otherwise, a country like Netherlands, country like Namibia would have to wait all the way till the World Cup to have that kind of one-on-one experience. And see what Nepal did to South Africa in 2024 World Cup. They almost won against them. They just lost by a single run. And we saw that from them in this World Cup also, when they were kind of giving England the run for their money. So
Italy had England on the rack as well. Mm. Like these are, and they say, oh, I don't want to watch one big team obliterate the other one. Firstly, how good was Leverock, right? We're in the right house to be talking about that right now. How good was Leverock, and how much has that stayed with everybody that saw it? But there's also been giant killings, really close games. You know, England got stuffed by Netherlands because Stuart Broad couldn't use his brain with one ball left. But there's
with many balls left, to be fair.
There's been loads of magnificent games with these, I hate it, the so-called lesser teams, right?
Netherlands and Ireland have done it over the years. With England and South Africa.
Let's see more cricket. But having to go and play a game in Stormont where it's freezing cold and it's been leathering it down and they can only get 22 overs a side in, and that's your qualifying game, it'd be awesome.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rukshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.